With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The usually outspoken Barack Obama is keeping quiet about documents that show he and his administration played a role in the false claims of Russian interference in the 2016 election. In the Oval Office Tuesday, President Trump brought up a criminal referral from Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard that documents the timeline of the Obama White House leading an effort to manufacture intelligence that Russia interfered. In a statement, an Obama spokesperson called the claims outrageous and bizarre. Mike Collins released a video Monday teasing a potential Senate run in Georgia against Senator John Ossoff, making him the latest Republican to consider taking on the first-term senator. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has this report.
The 15-second video incorporates sound bites from news clips discussing the Georgia Senate race and Ossoff. At one point, text across the video reads, "Who can beat John Ossoff?" The video tops Collins' ties to the president, and it includes a clip of President Trump saying Collins' name at an event and a photo of Collins and his wife posing with the president in the Oval Office, positioning himself as being closely aligned with Mr. Trump. The video ends with a text on the screen reading, "Stay tuned." Bernie Bennett reporting.
Los Angeles Times is going public.
Dr. Patrick Soon-Shiong, the billionaire owner of the Los Angeles Times since 2018, says he intends to take the newspaper public. During an interview on The Daily Show with Jon Stewart, Soon-Shiong says the move would allow the Times to be democratized and allow the public to have ownership of the paper. Like much of the media industry, the Times has faced financial difficulties. No word yet on whether the deal would involve an initial public offer to sell shares of the company or another investment arrangement. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Over 70 million Americans from the South to the Midwest will be feeling the heat this week due to a heat dome. This is SRN News. The question is, can a tree have a spirit?
The short answer is no, but a lot of Americans say yes. A study from the Pew Research Center finds about half of adults in this country say trees, rocks, mountains, and other inanimate objects have a spirit. These beliefs are much more common in Africa and parts of Southeast Asia, however, a lot less than half the population in most of European nations, East and West. They don't think that objects can have a spirit. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The United Nations is expressing renewed concern about the Taliban's arrest of Afghan women and girls for their failure to comply with the authorities' Islamic dress code. In 2022, the Taliban issued a decree calling for all women, even Christians, to show only their eyes and recommending they wear the head-to-toe burqa. The UN is criticizing a recent rash of new arrests, saying the incidents serve to further isolate women and girls. This is SRN News. Air traffic controllers at a North Dakota airport are being looked at after a near mid-air collision between a commercial jet and a B-52 bomber last week.
The U.S. Air Force says air traffic controllers at Minot International Airport in North Dakota failed to warn a military B-52 bomber crew about a nearby commercial plane. A SkyWest pilot performed a sharp turn, startling passengers to avoid colliding with the B-52 bomber that he said was in his flight path as he prepared to land.
They could be seen out the window. The man who intentionally plowed his car into a crowd of people outside a Los Angeles nightclub has been charged with 37 counts of attempted murder. He was dragged from the car and beaten by bystanders and then was shot by an unknown man who fled the scene. Smoking or an oxygen machine issue may have sparked that deadly fire at a Massachusetts assisted living facility that killed at least 10 people. More details at SRNnews.com.